Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating National Sunday Supper Month. I don't know what that means, but I'm ready to celebrate.
Yeah, it's just when people eat supper every Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
The family gets together.
Yeah.
Great we do Heartland that. Tradition.
No, yeah, it's only here. Only in Heartland. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Only in Heartland.
Yeah, in the middle of the country is the only time they love family.
Families on the coast, they don't do it at all.
No,
not at
all. No. The best people here.
No.
Right, if
the
they
best
do
people.
It, you know, they don't get as much out of it.
They don't do it right.
Their heart's not in it. Only in the Heartland.
Yeah, only in the Heartland.
It's the heart actually in it.
Grandpa loved the Huskers. That's the most original statement ever in our area. You never hear that.
Yeah. Put that in your obituary.
They do. I read the
obits. He was the biggest.
I read the obits.
Scott Frost gets invited to a lot of funerals.
I bet he does.
All right. It's January. Let that go. Spring game's coming up.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Get your tickets now.
So January
it's going to sell out.
January is Sunday dinner month?
Only well, yeah.
And we're celebrating
supper.
Supper. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. And we're mentioning it on at the end of where there's no more Sundays.
Craig was trying to help people that don't want to go to family and eat supper.
There's no more Sundays.
Yeah. Right. We're
getting together on Sunday. Oh,
we're out of Sundays.
Oh. And this is Super Bowl Sunday, so I ain't getting together.
Oh, remind me.
Is your family coming over?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing it. No, my family lives with me.
Remind me to call my wife because it's her birthday today.
Oh. Oh, that one you call on the day.
Yeah.
He called his old man yesterday, asked him off the air. Larry got a prerequisite month after your birthday call. You can't do that to your wife. She lives with you. What'd you get her?
Oh,
new TV. You got a new TV.
Well, I got her some fine cookware.
All right.
That came like, a little earlier than I expected.
Fix me something to eat kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Here, you can try it out tonight and cook me some dinner.
Goes with this vacuum.
She enjoys fixing me something to eat, so I got some good
something
stuff
to
fix me something to eat.
As you grab your carton of cigarettes.
No, we've done that. We got new pots and pans a couple of years ago for our anniversary.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice new cookware.
Because you help cook too, Puss.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do a lot of the cooking. Right. And I wanted the pots and pans.
Right. Well, I cook, but usually that involves a grill. Yeah. My kids got me one of them wood pellet grills for Christmas. Something I'd never spend money on, but it's great.
I saw a meme where they were hammering guys with those.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a man. It was like a guy with a dildo inserted or something like that. It was
I don't
pretty hardcore. It says, here's a guy buying a wood pellet grill. So you can't even be a man with those, Todd. That's as bad as my electric grill. You guys give me crap about that.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, apparently it is according to memes.
No.
Apparently
no,
pellet grills mean you're a wuss.
No, that's way worse.
Yeah, I don't
why
know.
Does this mean you're a wuss?
You just grill
up
vaginas?
You grill guys have, like, macho issues. I think you do.
Yeah, I think the...
I think they do.
Definitely.
The purists only use the charcoal.
Right.
Oh, yeah. If you're not... You'll get hammered from purists just for using a regular gas grill.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You can't even use the propane.
And how are wood pellets not as good as charcoal, which is wood?
Yeah.
I don't know. Todd saw the meme, too. It was
the same thing.
A guy in a thong saying, these are the kind of guys that use...
it's less charred wood.
Yeah.
I imagine the wood pellets are less charred wood than charcoal.
Stop charring that wood.
Yeah, it's not bricks of charcoal. It's pellets of wood.
You're just manly shamed.
Yeah, charcoal is wood. Mm-hmm.
That you put into a hopper, and then there's an auger that distributes that wood, and it adds some smoky flavor to it.
I understand that. It ain't me. I think it's a cool thing, but the hardcore grillers think you're a wuss because
we did
of it,
some burgers.
And they're right.
And it wasn't even in smoke mode. Smoke yeah, it was mode. In grill mode. Yeah.
But you were.
But, yeah. yeah. Well, it was after 7 o'clock at night. Of course I'm in smoke mode. But it added a smoky taste to the hamburger.
That sounds good.
Sure. We'll go put the grill and me in smoke mode.
Yeah. Ask my stepson. He raved about it.
There you go.
Yeah, well,
best hamburger I ever grilled.
I'm on your side here, but you saw the meme, too, I think.
I know.
What's a big deal? You macho grill guys are crazy.
You pussy, these burgers are amazing.
And it's easy. That's the
thing
about
that. That's why.
Yeah.
It's not manly enough. You're not working it.
Because I remember years ago.
It's my grill and I'm working it.
I ended up golfing with some guy who had one of those. He was way ahead of the trend. And, you know, he had a pile of brisket on there. And all he had to do was flip a switch and go golfing.
Yeah.
Come back 7-8 hours later. Boom. Your food's done.
There you go.
You don't have to babysit.
Pussy, these burgers amazing.
Yeah, I was one of those purists where I had a cheap smoker. And you had to babysit that thing all day. You had to switch out the coals.
Yeah, but that let you hang around the grill all day and drink and smoke.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it for a while, but it got to be, babysitting that thing for like 10, 12 hours.
That's a chore.
Was a pain in the ass.
Everybody I've known that does that, it's, I got to get up at 4 a.m.,
yep.
Put this stuff on, check on it once an hour, can't leave the house, and it'll be done in 12 hours.
Right, and then I'll eat it in 15 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. That's a long time. I would just be like, hey, I got to sit by this thing for 3 hours.
And that's right.
That's it.
Supper Sunday. Go to your extended family this Sunday.
That's why I don't even like the charcoal grill, because it takes half an hour to get everything hot and going.
Yeah.
It's foreplay.
Put that thong on.
I like the gas grill. I go out, turn it on, 5 minutes later, it's 600 degrees.
Yeah, that's the first I've seen of the wood pellet grill.
Shame. I know.
Yeah, that's not right.
I didn't get it either. But,
yeah, that's probably just the tip, though. Because once the purists get a little momentum,
they'll give you more than tip.
They'll jump all over you.
I made a mistake at the store looking at those wood pellet grills.
Yep.
My son and I were like, oh, check this out.
Then
a sales guy pops out, and he's like, telling me all about it. I'm like, I just wanted to look at that thing. I don't want to know anything about it.
Oh, pressure shit. I'm just looking. Just looking. Thank
just
you.
Say, just say, look at me. Do I look like I have $800 for a grill?
Is that what they are?
Yeah. No.
Oh, they're more than that.
Really?
And the one I got is more than that. It was one of those things where the kids...
You better use it. It costs more than $800.
Finally, the kids are coming around where...
Spending money on you?
They know, Dad would never spend the money on something like that.
Right.
So they go ahead and they chip in and they get me that kind of stuff. Because I probably wouldn't have bought a wood pellet grill for me. But if you're going to give
it to me... Now it's vagina boys that do it too, by the way.
If you're going to give it to me as a gift, certainly I'll take it and I'll put it to good use.
Yeah, you don't want to spend $1,200 and get your ass kicked.
Yeah, but we're here to defend the guys who own the wood pellet grill.
I don't know. There's a group out there to think you're a wuss.
My brother-in-law has had one for a long time and uses it all the time.
All right.
Apparently it's more difficult to create the quick char of gas and charcoal grills.
Yeah, that's the...
Interesting.
That's about the only thing.
The downside of that, it doesn't get really hot.
Yeah.
I mean, you crank it up to 450 degrees, but, you can't do 700-800 degrees where you can...
That hard sear on the outside.
Yeah, you can't sear
manly
the steak.
Man.
A real man would be able to sear it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those indoor grills.
They have those,
I've been watching that infomercial. Yeah. That's like my favorite show right now.
Yeah. Because being outside now sucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got one of those on the
stove. Actually, on your stove, yeah.
But the fan doesn't work very well.
Yeah,
so if you grill something
the house up.
Inside, it really smokes up the house.
Yeah.
And I'd rather smoke up the patio.
In both ways.
Yeah.
Smoke mode. Yeah.
Smoke mode. Todd's in smoke mode. Give
engaged.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Earlier, we mentioned this newly discovered cannabis compound. The headlines are saying that it is potentially 30 times more potent than THC.
Hi, I'm Todd.
There are going to be lots of people jumping off of balconies.
Wait till Ricketts gets a hold of this and just twist it into some essay that means nothing, because he can just write what he wants. And
well,
people
they
buy it.
Have no idea whether this will deliver actually 30 times the high of THC or any high at all. They actually don't know that.
Well, how did they determine there's just 38 times the THC in this plant?
No.
In a regular plant?
No, they discovered this cannabis compound in the marijuana. It's called THCP.
What is weed?
They also discovered more CBDs, a CBDP, appearing to be a cousin of CBDs. This was recently published in the journal Nature.
Oh, hey, listen, try this. I told my weed guy to step it up and he gave me that.
What is it?
It's called Mind Rape. It's actually pretty mellow.
It doesn't sound very mellow.
Well, he only had three other batches. Gorilla Panic, they're coming, and something called This Is Permanent. Come on, spark it up.
So the THCP...
I think I'm trying Gorilla Panic more. I think that's one, for some reason, that always piques my interest in that clip.
It does not for me.
Gorilla Panic. It sounds like you need that much THC to get a gorilla panicked.
Right. THCP, this new THC thing that they found, binds strongly to receptors 33 times more than THC does. And so the authors then had to wonder if the THCP might explain why some particularly potent cannabis varieties have a stronger effect than can be explained by the presence of THC alone.
The weed is really good. Reminds me of the strain I smoked last summer called Here Comes Autism.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's sort of like this other batch we had called How Long Has That Van Been There?
No, it's this new strain my dealer gave me called Help Me Get Home.
How long has that van been there?
I'm willing to give it a whirl.
Yes,
the THC chain.
Just keep me off the balcony.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight.
Keep me off the balcony. Well, how far is your balcony at your house off your bedroom there?
Oh, it's on the, it's a good 10, 12 feet.
Yeah, you would hurt yourself. Yeah.
Bust up your leg.
Yeah. Todd jumped off the balcony high. Is he okay? Yeah, he just messed his leg up again. Yeah. It's 10 feet drop.
So this stuff is actually.
Right in Ricketts' hands with that, Todd.
I know. This stuff is actually very hard to find. It's very challenging to find. And they say it's got, you know, abilities, potential for stronger binding abilities and potency, but they got to figure it out. And they say this might help out with new compounds and, help out with drugs and whatnot, medicinal drugs.
Well, it's worth looking into.
And they are. At futuremethod.com. They were looking into some of our common fetishes, and they suggest that fetishes and kinks are becoming more commonly discussed.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city.
Would that qualify as a fetish?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's, I think it's a normal. That's a fetish.
Oh, it
receiving
must...
or giving, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I think that'd be a tough one to be into.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Alaska's top term.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, top.
That's your top fetish, Alaska?
Well, that's the.
Like, it's cold up
there? They looked into Google search terms.
Really?
They looked into Google search term volume to reveal the various types of fetishes and kinks that are at the top of the list in every state. At the top of the list in Alaska.
Oh, hang on.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
It can't be just Alaska. There's got to be other fish states.
Well, I know you'd like to think, but you may have to go to Alaska for that to be top of the list.
What's the top kink in all of our home states first? Before we get to Nick,
let's see.
Nick's Nebraska we'll morning bread.
I've moved one zip code.
Yep. That's okay.
Nebraska?
We never moved one.
The top fetish search is for group sex.
There you go. There you go.
In South Dakota, or I guess, South Dakota, since that's the one I looked at, masochism. North Dakota is cuckolding.
Oh, damn.
There you go. Find a bull.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, balloons is the top searched fetish.
The hell's that? Balloons? What do you do with a balloon?
Balloons.
Balloons? What do you do with a balloon?
Women will sit on them and play with them and make noises with them.
I had a lot of sex in Pennsylvania. Not once I break out a balloon.
So it's just the noise that it makes.
Right. I can't answer that. I don't understand.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
In my home state.
So are the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Oregon, it's used underwear is the top searched.
How about Arkansas?
Arkansas, let's see. Although, voyeurism.
Peeping.
Yeah.
Just checking watching.
Out, checking out. Iowa, Puss's Place there. Farms.
Group sex.
Okay. Oh, group sex is Iowa, too.
Right. Yeah.
The heartland loves
with
to
humans,
swing.
With humans? Yeah.
It doesn't go that far.
It's fellowship.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I've lived in Nebraska longer now.
Ain't that weird? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get Kansas.
What's Kansas?
Kansas is sports gear.
Thanks. Congratulations to the state of Kansas on your Chiefs.
The sports gear, Kansas and Pennsylvania are lame.
What sports? Sports gear is better than balloons. You could at least bring out, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, you share that with Wisconsin and other.
Catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is also sports gear.
All right.
Take that lingerie off and put on some shoulder pads.
Yeah. As is Mississippi.
those hockey skates are sexy.
How are they? What kind of website? Maybe they're just typing in sports gear. They're looking for sports gear. How do they assume it's just sex? Is it typing in sports gear for sex?
I can't answer that. Yeah. Somebody type in sports gear sex and see what comes up.
Yeah.
All right.
I bet you some guy banged his wife while she was wearing a Chief helmet last night.
Oh, easily, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick?
Put this on.
No, he was
the
too tired.
The top search fetish term hair fetish.
Here's why we don't get it. I pull up this article. It says, is sports gear the next big fetish? Padding, uniform, and sneakers are the latest and most accessible gay kink.
Ah. Oh.
That's why we don't get it.
Yeah.
He had to look that up, he said.
Yeah.
He wasn't even reading.
No.
You're looking right at me when he said the whole word, every word. It was really weird.
Then he winked.
Right. And he pretended to take his time.
Yeah, like I said, there's no cue cards in here. How are you reading that?
Looking it
in
up.
In addition to leather and latex, it celebrates jocks, singlets, and athletic gear.
Oh,
so it's
jocks,
a
yeah.
dress-up thing.
Leather and latex. Don Henley and Stevie Nicks?
We'll have to ask,
I like that song.
We'll have to ask your dad when he gets back if he's into that. Sorry, Nick.
And
yeah, that'll be great.
In Idaho.
Potatoes are Idaho, right?
No. In Idaho, the fetish they are Googling the most is erotic electrostimulation.
Oh, a little nipple shock.
Yep.
I'm guessing.
I don't know why I said that.
Probably more than that.
Okay. Nipple the nuts, maybe. Whatever you're into.
In the morning.
Whatever. In Missouri, the top searched fetish term
is Chiefs right now. It's Chiefs.
Used underwear.
Yeah.
Mahomes.
From the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mahomes used underwear.
Andy Reid's used underwear.
Oh, my God.
Andy Reid's big skids.
Lots of people can use that one pair.
In Kentucky, it is scene play. S-C-E-N-E play.
Is that like cosplay?
No. I think that maybe, I don't know how scene play differs from role play.
All right.
And there is role play as well. Those are two different things. I don't know how they differentiate. Now, based on areas of the country in the Midwest, the top search term was group sex and sports gear.
I guess the top
two terms.
Got it.
They were tied. In the Northeast, there were nine tied. In the South, it was suits and masochism.
That's how you play basketball games.
In the morning.
You play suits and masochism. So.
And in the West, it's just masochism. As for their what they like the most.
I don't know, the Alabama Yanni egg?
Yeah, that's a Goop thing. And when I say Goop, I mean Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Nah. What's sniffing? Sniffing?
Oh, is it a special toy?
Yeah, it's an egg that you...
Shirt.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Right. Sit on.
You want to go to Egg City?
That's your hat.
Hey, so, well, you know, apparently the people in Alabama want to go to Egg City.
All right.
It's on the way to Fifth City.
Oh, yeah. Egg City's first, right? For a couple weeks.
Well, in the alphabet, yeah.
For a couple weeks, then you have to go to see Fish City, right?
In the alphabet, it is, because Alaska is number two to Alabama, and Alabama is the egg, and number two is Fish City.
There you go. Well, what came first, the egg or the fist?
Yes.
That's the question.
For the ages. And I always assumed it was the egg.
So, I don't know if the people who are searching these terms are... running into the same things as most people from the area.
What are you searching, Puss?
It appears the Yanni egg is a large version of Benoit, used as a form of exercise.
There you go.
Just to tighten that bear up.
Egg-shaped hunks of jade. And apparently they elevate orgasms.
All right.
Yeah. Hmm. You carry that around all day.
Yeah. Uniforms are hot in Ohio. Texans apparently prefer whipping.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
And so that is our fetish. Yeah, one of our fetish stories for the day. We got
What was Kansas's fetish? I don't think you said Kansas.
Yeah,
did
we
you?
Did.
Sports gear.
Oh, yeah, sports gear. That's
sports
right.
Sports gear.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.